Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Lots of fun going on around Lorain County. Main Street Lorain is our guest this morning, Max Schaefer, Executive Director. Max, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. In full form for the summertime, even though I've got somebody coming up later talking about back to school. Still, lots of still kind of fun activities and events going on. And again, we're talking with Max Schaefer, Executive Director of Main Street Lorain. How have the First Friday's been working out for you this year?
First Friday's been great. I think the last time we were talking was right around when we had our June 1st Friday, which was our international kickoff for the International Festival. And we had the princesses out talking with folks, taking pictures with little ones. And just the number of vendors that we've had come out and the number of people that we've had coming to downtown Lorain for those events has increased as the summer has went on. So this next one, August 4th at 5 p.m. in downtown Lorain on Broadway, is probably going to be one of our bigger ones. It's Fit Friday is the theme, so we're going to have an organized walk and run going. We're going to have some of our local partners with tables talking about some of their healthy programming, the library, Lorain County Public Health out, as well as United Way is going to be doing their free Friday evening yoga at their site at 642 Broadway. So we're really excited.
You're letting people come out for different things happening, going on. I know your Shakespeare in the Park, the weather kind of played an issue the last time, but you have another one coming up here in August too.
Yeah, so that's the same weekend as First Friday. So First Friday is August 4th, and our Shakespeare in the Park is going to be August 5th. So yeah, our first one was canceled due to the threat of thunderstorm, so this is going to be your only opportunity to see Shakespeare in the Park here in Lorain County this summer. It's going to be August 5th at Black River Landing. Measure for Measure, it's a Shakespearean drama. And again, it's a fun night. People grab, Salenti's, pizza, Yala's, any of their favorites. Bring them to the park, bring a picnic basket, bring some some drinks with them as well, and just have a blast. I mean, these are professional actors out of Cleveland that are doing this for free for our community. So it's really a great partnership, a unique partnership here in Lorain County.
Right.
And fingers crossed for better weather.
Well, we always, you make a plan, and then Mother Nature decides how it's going to work, and you just have to adapt
exactly.
The best as possible. And you're keeping all your beautiful plants watered, whoever takes care of all that. That's one of those things, they beautify it, and then you got to remember, as I do around my house, keep things watered so that they bloom and they create the beauty that they're supposed to, right?
Yeah, we've got that rocking and rolling this summer. We've got a great volunteer group. Plan in place to keep all of our greenery watered, taken care of, maintained. That's one of our volunteer groups for the organization, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Of course, they've all got the Rockin' on the River that takes place every Friday, so you always have sort of a appointment type of groups that'll be coming down too. Do you ever take advantage of that just to make sure the crowd that's down there knows what's going on elsewhere in Lorain?
Oh, for sure. And we do a variety of marketing projects throughout the year as well. That's another volunteer committee of ours as a Main Street. We worked with Lorain County Visitors Bureau on some marketing. And so we provide brochures, rack cards with events, all of the restaurants, shops to go to. We'll be working one of the nights later in September at Rockin' on the River. But absolutely, it's a built-in crowd that's already coming to downtown Lorain. So it's our job working with the restaurants to make sure that they're prepared for some extra visitors on Friday and Saturday nights, and to make sure that those folks who are coming in to town know what is available to them if they want to grab a bite to eat or drink before or after the show.
Mm-hmm. We know the season sort of comes to an end with celebrations in a sense when we see the Firefish Festival show up. That's coming up on September 16th. What do you know that they have planned this year for that?
Yeah, they are bringing it back to Broadway, actually, for this year. So they bounce around where they host it, right? There's always variety with the Firefish Festival, is true fashion with any arts group. They're always changing things, doing things a little bit differently, tweaking things. So this year it's back on Broadway, which we're very excited about as Main Street Lorraine. This year, a little bit new installment for it is going to be a lantern walk. They always do some sort of Pied Piper parade through the streets leading up to the burning of the fish. And this year they've been working with youth groups from all over the city to create these lanterns, these visuals that are just going to be, you know, I think, really exciting, having a bunch of people carrying them over to the fish, to the giant 100-foot papier-mâché fish that they're going to, you know, set on fire and have fireworks pop out of. And they're great. They are great partners. They've teamed up with us for our first Fridays. They have their alleyway parties at the same time as our first Fridays. And so, yeah, that is Saturday, September 16th, and it's an all-day thing, right, from early afternoon into the night, and it's always a blast.
Now, later in October, people can start preparing for the Monster Mash Dash. You had this once before, right, or is this a new event?
Yeah, no,
I've heard
this
before.
This is our third year.
Third year,
yeah,
okay.
This is our third year, and it is a fundraiser for Main Street Lorraine. But really, it's a fun community event to attend. So we do raise some money with it, but it's a fun run and walk. I would say probably about 95% of the folks are dressed in Halloween costumes, and we run from downtown over to Lakeview Park and back. The walker circuit is a little bit shorter. But it's a great way to stay moving, stay fit, support your community. There's also a pet component, so if you want to bring your furry four-legged friend and dress them up, we have an award for best dressed dog. And this year, brand new, we are doing the mini monster dash. So we're doing a 100-yard dash for all of our little monsters out there, and so that is a only $10 to participate. They all get a bag of goodies, and so it's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. Well, if people want to start getting into shape, they can go to your first Friday event coming up here in August to start getting a little bit of physical activity and health and wellness as part of that day as well. Again, you can go to Main Street, LorraineOhio.org to get a lot of good information about what's going on with the Main Street. Follow them on Facebook as well, or just head on down to Broadway and Lorraine. Lots of activities going on. Max, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Max Shaver joining us, Executive Director for Main Street Lorraine, here on the Main Street Beat on WEOL, brought to you by the Lorraine County Visitors Bureau.